Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 15th of October. The general synopsis at 1800. High North Rockall 1033, expected North Malin 1031 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, North Otara, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. South Otara, northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in southeast, drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east forties, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Fourth, Tyne, north or northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, north backing northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast Fisher, perhaps gale 8 later in northeast Fisher, occasional drizzle or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, north or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Dover, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, but fair in Biscay, good. Trafalgar, mainly 3 or less, but cyclonic 3 to 5 in far southeast, thunderous showers in far west, fog patches in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. South Fitzroy, mainly easterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or less in far south, fog patches in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. North Fitzroy, Sole, easterly 4 or 5, occasional drizzle or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, east 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times, mainly fair, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Shannon, southwest Rockall, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast Rockall, Malin, South Hebrides, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. North Hebrides, South Bailey, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. North Bailey, southwesterly, veering westerly 4 or 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fair Isle, west or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, in northern southeast Iceland, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Stornoway, southwest by west 1, more than 38 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Lerwick, west 3, 22 miles, 1029, now falling. Wick automatic, west 2, slight drizzle, 19 miles, 1032, steady. Aberdeen, northwest by north 2, 22 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Lucas, west-northwest 1, 16 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Boomer, northwest by north 1, 6 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by west 2, 1031, rising slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, north-northeast 4, 11 miles, 1028. Greenwich light vessel automatic, north-northeast 4, 2 miles, 1029. St. Catherine's Point automatic, northeast by east 2, 1029, rising slowly. Jazzy, northeast by east 4, more than 38 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northeast by east 5, 11 miles, 1029. Scilly automatic, east 5, 7 miles, 1028, now falling. Milford Haven, northeast by east 2, 11 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Aberporth, east northeast 2, 13 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Valley, northeast 2, 14 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by east 1, 5 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Valentia, east 2, 27 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 1, slight drizzle, 6 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Malinhead, east by north 1, 6 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Macrihanish automatic, northeast 1, 15 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. Issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 14th of October. General situation, high pressure continues to dominate the weather during the next couple of days, but with occasional drizzle or light showers affecting some coasts. The wind will be mainly light or moderate in strength, although fresh or perhaps strong at times in the far north and far south. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time in Moray Firth, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, occasional drizzle or showers. Good, becoming moderate at times. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or northwest, backing southwest for a time, 2 to 4, occasional drizzle or showers in north, fair in south. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less later, occasional drizzle or showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northerly 3 or 4, backing northwesterly 2 later in north, occasional drizzle or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south, occasional drizzle or showers. Good, becoming moderate at times. North Foreland to Salsabil, northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in east, decreasing 3 at times in west, occasional drizzle or showers, mainly in east. Good, becoming moderate at times in east. Salsabil to Lyme Regis, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later, mainly fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, decreasing 3 at times in central and eastern areas, mainly fair. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times, fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, east or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 in south, fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch, variable 3 or less, fair. good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, mainly fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly 3 or 4 in north. Occasional drizzle or showers, mainly in north. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Shetland Isles, west or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us for tonight here at BBC Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Hamas hands over 4 more bodies of Israeli hostages, but its failure to return the others causes anger.
Israel has accused Hamas of violating the terms of the ceasefire and began to twist its arm, really, said that it would restrict aid into Gaza unless Hamas complied.
We also follow a freed Palestinian prisoner as he returns to Gaza looking for his home and family.
After all this destruction, after all these martyrs, my family was still alive. He'd been lying when he told me. We killed your family, we killed your children.
Donald Trump says a $20 billion financial bailout for Argentina depends on his ally President Milei remaining in power. A rare visit to the naked Parthenon in Athens, standing without scaffolding for the first time in 2 decades. And tributes to the Grammy award-winning American soul singer D'Angelo, who's died of pancreatic cancer. First the news.
This is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Hello. Hamas has handed over the remains of 4 more of the dead hostages held in Gaza, bringing the number to 8. Some reports say another 4 could be handed over on Wednesday, but this hasn't been confirmed. There was anger in Israel when Hamas on Monday returned just 4 of the 28 bodies, as Barbara Platasha reports.
The Trump plan recognizes that finding the bodies of all 28 dead hostages in the rubble will take time, but Israel was expecting more than 4. Israel accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire and said it would restrict the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Shortly afterwards, Hamas handed over 4 more bodies to the Red Cross. It's not clear if this will be enough to resolve the dispute, but no doubt it will not be the last one.
President Trump has said if Hamas does not give up its weapons in Gaza, the United States will disarm the group quickly and perhaps violently. Mr. Trump said Hamas had told him they would disarm as part of his ceasefire deal, insisting it would happen. His comments were echoed by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who, in an interview with CBS News, said it was very clear that the next stage in the Gaza peace plan must be the demilitarization and disarmament of Hamas.
We agreed to give peace a chance. We agreed that we should subsequently have both demilitarization and disarmament. We also agreed, okay, let's get the first part done. And now let's give a chance to do the second part peacefully, which is my hope. But if not, I think I heard the president speak tonight. He said, listen, they better do it. Or can I speak for him? He said, all hell breaks loose.
Security sources in Pakistan say the military has launched fresh strikes against Afghan Taliban positions. They said troops had responded to what they described as unprovoked fire.